You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
Series premiere 24 and 24, Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You're listening to Twilight Space from Superbunk. Released November of 1994, composed by Masaaki Nishizawa, Kaiji Aoki, and Kinosuke Shimura. What's up, BG Maniacs? Welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian, and it will be a solo show, as radio hours usually are, as we close out the month of April. Real quick, if you'd be so kind, though, head on over to Apple Podcasts or whichever app you've chosen to listen to us on and drop us a quick rating and review. Really does help us out in terms of visibility so that the show continues to grow. And remember, we are on Patreon now as well, patreon.com/RPG era. Check out our tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel inclined, toss a couple bucks each month. If not, continue to listen to the episodes as they upload to Jukebox Hunters as well. And of course, special shout out to current executive producers, Jexax and Zanku. So yeah, it is the end of April, and man, what a fun month we had here on the show in April, and we are really, really, really looking forward to the month of May. We already recorded the first episode that will be releasing on, hopefully, May 3rd, as long as everything posts on time, and we'll kind of give you guys a hint on what's to come for the rest of May, but I know I'm really excited to get into next month. But obviously, I'm also extremely excited about the spread of music we have here, the eclectic mix on Radio Hour, kind of going all over the place here. You know, the usual format, Bedroth with his four, me with my four. We have three from the listeners, you guys, and of course, a little mini showcase, which is slightly different this month and is actually coming from another listener. And it has nothing to do with anything that recently released, which is what I usually do, so we have a little bit of a fun show here. Bedroth opened up the show, his first pick being from Superbunk, Twilight Space. I think, yeah, actually, every one of Bedroth's picks on this episode is basically like a carryover or an extra from our Prehistoric Planet episode. He did mention he would have some tracks from Prehistoric Man, and he definitely supplied. We'll have those near the end of the show. I am really looking forward to this, so I think we should jump into it. I probably have talked long enough, even though I haven't really talked all that long, actually. It's only been a couple minutes, but I don't really have anything super important to talk about. You know, everything's going fine. The reason this episode didn't post on time is because I did not get the previous episode up on time because I got busy at work. I am going to be very busy at work for the next several months. But I should still be able to maintain the episodes at least once a week. There might just be weeks where it doesn't actually post on Wednesday. Hopefully that doesn't happen often because we were on a roll there for a bit. But it did last week. I did get sick, obviously, at one point with a bit of bronchitis. And then, like I said, I still had to work, though, because unfortunately I have to be there right now. I'm just so tired now. And then in the evenings, I just don't get back up. And that happened several times last week. And eventually the episode got up, but it was obviously during the weekend when I had more energy. So I apologize about that. The Steam and Steampunk episode was a little late, which caused me then to delay this episode slightly because I don't like to release two episodes if I can help it in such close succession to one another anymore. So I put a couple days distance between these two. And I hope you guys are having a great weekend if you're listening to it the time that it posts. But anyway, that's enough for me. Let's get into the music. We are going to begin our radio hour volume. I don't even know anymore. What would this actually be? Volume 58, which is crazy as we keep climbing up, two away from 60. We're kicking off with you guys, the listeners. So let's go ahead and take a listen to Florama Town Day from Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. This released on April 22nd, 2007. It was composed by Goichi Nos, Junichi Masuda, and Hitomi Sato, and it was requested by Gustavo through Spotify comments. Next up, we're going to take a listen to Halcyon Times from Genshin Impact. This released on September 28th, 2020. It was composed by Yupeng Chen, and it was requested by Melissa through Discord. Thank you. Next up, we're going to take a listen to Kencho de Breschel from Alba, a wildlife adventure, released December 11th, 2020, composed by Lorena Alvarez and requested by OK Impala through Discord, who said that this beautiful song plays near the end during a very emotional scene. Right, we're going to move now into my three tracks. My fourth will be the closeout later on. We're going to begin by taking a listen to Drown from Dead Island 2, which is the intro music. This was released on April 21st, 2023, and it was composed by and featuring Karen O and Danger Mouse.
Fires burning blue through you.
Next up, my next two tracks actually both come from the same game. We did an actual focus episode on this game last year that was received really well. At probably our most popular episode in terms of download streams last year. Most of that probably on Spotify. They released some DLC recently, last month actually in March, and had two new tracks. So we are going to take a listen to these. First up, we're going to start with Dream of the Beast from Metal Hellsinger, released on September 15th, 2022, the game obviously, composed by Two Feathers, featuring Christina Scabia of Lacuna Coil. We'll be right back. And my last pick besides the closeout, let's take a listen to Leviathan from Metal Hellsinger, released again September 15th, 2022, composed by Two Feathers, featuring the amazing Will Ramos of Lorna Shore.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
All right, we're going to move into our mini spotlight for the episode. And like I said, it's not picked by me. It's not even a recent game. So Zanku, actually 2 months ago, sent me a message on Discord with a trio of submissions from a trilogy of games that released on the PlayStation 2. All from the franchise Shadow Hearts. So he really said that he enjoyed all the games, right? And he said there are a lot of great tracks on all three soundtracks. And he did his research, which I don't blame him. He's an executive producer of the show, so he better freaking do his research. But he said only one track has ever been played before, which was a listener submission back on Radio Hour Volume 29. So he wanted to show the series some more love. And to do that, we're going to feature this trilogy of submissions as our mini spotlight on the Shadow Hearts franchise. So to begin, let's take a listen to China Ogre from Shadow Hearts, released on December 12th, 2001, composed by Yasunori Mitsuda. Next up, we're going to take a listen to Never Ending Sadness, Grief, from Shadow Hearts Covenant, released on September 27th, 2004, composed by Kenji Ito. closing out our mini spotlight on the Shadow Hearts franchise, let's take a listen to Great Ghost Dance from Shadow Hearts from the New World. This released on March 7th, 2006, and it was composed by Yoshitaka Hirota. We are not done yet. As we go back to Bedroth, he still has three tracks for us. And again, like I said earlier, he did promise he would have more from Prehistoric Man on the Game Boy that we talked about in that Prehistoric Planet episode. So let's take a listen to track 3 from Prehistoric Man. This released in January 1996, and it was composed by Thorsten Mitchell. Thank you. Next up, we'll take a listen to track 4 from Prehistoric Man. This again released in January 1996, and it was composed by Thorsten Mitchell. And our last track before we close things out, let's take a listen to track 5. Fitting, right? 3, 4, and 5 from Prehistoric Man. Again released January 1996 and again composed by Thorsten Mitchell.
Thank you.
is unfortunately going to bring us to the end and the close of Radio Hour once again, Volume 58, the close of April. We do want to thank you for staying with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania made possible, of course, by RPGera.com. If you like video game music, more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow this show, check the description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of the episode, actually, so Melissa posted this in the video game music channel back on April 21st and said that she wanted it to kind of be her Radio Hour pick now after submitting the other Genshin Impact track earlier. And I was going to include a track from Resident Evil 4 Remake because I recently finished it a few weeks ago. Just didn't know which one yet. So when that dropped in there, I just decided to use it instead. So kind of stealing it, but there you go. Still giving credit where credit is due. Let's go ahead and take a listen to Shooting Range from Resident Evil 4 Remake, released March 24th, 2023, composed by Kota Suzuki. Keep the music playing and keep it loud.